Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Now, in the last short while, the death has been announced of the former Northern Ireland Secretary, Peter Brook. The Tory politician served in multiple cabinet roles under Prime Ministers Margaret Thatcher and John Major as well. Here, of course, he's best known as Northern Ireland Secretary between 1989 and 1992. People might recall his famous or infamous appearance on the Late Late Show as well. We might talk to Mark Simpson about that in just a second, who's news correspondent at BBC Northern Ireland. Mark, you're very welcome to the programme. This news just reaching us in the last short while. He passed away 2 days ago, is that right?
Yes, that's what our understanding is. He was Secretary of State here in Belfast in the early 1990s, the early days of the peace process. He came after Tom King, for people with long memories like me, and before Sir Patrick Mayhew. An unspectacular time. He was quite a quiet, jovial politician, unspectacular in many ways, but you're right, perhaps best remembered, certainly in terms of newspaper headlines, for that infamous appearance on The Late Late Show.
Tell people what happened. It was January 1992 and a terrible tragedy occurred, I think the very same day.
Yeah, at Tyban, an IRA attack, 7 Protestant workmen killed in an IRA bomb, an 8th later died. He'd been booked, as still happens, 3 decades later, well in advance to appear on The Late Late Show. Gay Byrne talked to him about the tragedy, as far as I can remember. I cannot see circumstances in which he wouldn't have talked to him about instances in his own life. And as often happens on The Late Late, you know, you go light and shade. And at the end of the interview, my recollection is that Gay Byrne asked him about singing. He may have asked him to sing Danny Boy. Eventually, reluctantly, Peter Brook sang a few lines from My Darling Clementine. It was not a good look. I think, and I do need to double check this, he did offer to resign to the then Prime Minister, John Major. John Major didn't accept his resignation, I remember that well, but at the next election, which was 4 months later in April 1992, he was replaced by Sir Patrick Mayhew.
Mm-hmm. It didn't help the atmosphere at the time, did it, in Northern Ireland, when there was a push on for negotiation and peace. This is well before the Good Friday Agreement, obviously. But he did make a very significant speech, didn't he, Peter Brook, as Northern Ireland Secretary, that kind of is credited with paving the way for allowing the atmosphere to have Sinn Féin in at negotiation.
Yes, he came up with this line: Britain has no selfish, strategic or economic interest in Northern Ireland. And that was widely interpreted at the time as some sort of signal to the Republican movement, to Sinn Féin and the IRA. We know that there were indirect messages being sent, sometimes through the media, sometimes through intermediaries between the British government and the Republican movement. We know John Hume was involved at that stage, but that was seen as a significant moment. But at the time, and I dare say since, we were never quite sure how much Peter Brook really knew about what was going on.
Mm-hmm. Which is very interesting. It's amazing he only stepped down as MP in 2001, Mark, I think, and then he was a peer afterwards. Do we know what he died of before I let you go?
No, we don't, but let me just bring you some news just off Twitter, but a reliable source. Jonathan Cain, his former special advisor, now Lord Cain, who's actually still in Northern Ireland. He's a minister in the Northern Ireland office. He pays tribute to him tonight on Twitter, and he talks about him being unfailingly polite, and perhaps we're maybe back, Cormac, to where we started there. That's why he foolishly agreed to Gay Byrne's request to sing that song 31 years ago.
Okay, Mark Simpson of BBC Northern Ireland. Thank you very much indeed.